Sagax tried to dislodge the stopper, but it was fitted so tightly that it would not budge. Kruver emerged from the ruined dwelling. He gazed back inside at the dark, empty, eyeless sockets of the two sea rat skulls, fixed forever in the eerie grin of death.
That bamboo must have belonged to one of them. Let's see if I can open it. There's probably something inside.
Kruver spent some time wrestling unsuccessfully with the stopper of the tubby yellow cylinder. He gave up after a while and looked at Sagax.
What's up, mate?
The young badger sat still and tense. He spoke softly.
Listen to what I say, you two. Especially you, Scarum. Whatever you do, don't look up. We're being watched. There's quite a few of them up there. I can tell by the way the grass is moving. Listen, can you hear hissing?
Scarum started to look up into the crater rim. Kruver tugged the hare's tail sharply.
You heard what Sagax said. Keep your head down.
Scarum obeyed reluctantly.
Hissing? You mean hissing like snakes?
From the corner of his eye, Sagax caught a swift glimpse of a narrow reptilian head peering down at them from the grassy fringe.
Might be snakes. When I say now, get inside that hut as fast as you can. Ready? Now!
Scarum streaked inside, regardless of the skeletons. In practically the same instant, he was followed by his friends. Kruver flattened himself, stomach down, peering upward.
Lizards! That's what's watching us! Lizards! A lot of them!
Rat bones clacked as Scarum scrambled to the otter's side. Sagax joined him to take a proper look at the lizards. The reptiles were crowding around the crater's edge, many black and green spotted males and light brown mottled females. They stood gazing unwinkingly at the newcomers to their territory, mouths opening and closing, dark snake-like tongues flickering in and out. Scarum tried buoying his confidence as he watched more lizards pack in round the edge.
Ugly blighters, ain't they? Not as bad as sharks, though. One of those chaps isn't big enough to eat me, what?
Kruver pawed at his cutlass edge, remarking dryly.
Maybe not, but there's more than 100 of those things waiting for us to make a move. Little they might be, but they're predators all right. Take my word for it, mate.
Sagax surveyed the sides of the crater.
The question is, how do we get out in a hurry? Those sides are soft sand and pretty steep. I'd say we're in trouble. They're waiting on us to make a move, sure enough.
As he was speaking, a female leaned out too far and overbalanced. She came sliding and scrabbling down the slope, landing next to the dwelling entrance. The lizard stood rigid, as if hoping she had not been noticed.